It's Texas Standard Time on this Wednesday, July 22nd. If blood pressure is an issue for you, you may wish to change the station now. I'm just telling you. What you're about to hear is a July 10th traffic stop in Prairie View, Texas, that led to the arrest of a woman who did not get out of jail alive. Now, this is not what happened in jail. This is only about what happened on the street before Sandra Bland was taken to jail. This audio comes from the dash cam of the trooper who, well, you may have seen or heard this already. This is the trooper who pulled over Sandra Bland. Now, I want you to listen closely here because there are several key moments that we're going to try to focus on momentarily. Again, this is a traffic stop for failure to signal a lane change. Let's roll the tape.
You mind putting out your cigarette, please, if I mind?
I'm in my car. Why do I have to put out my cigarette?
Well, you can step on out now.
I don't have to step out of my car.
Step out of the car. Step out of the car.
No, you don't have the right.
Step out of the car.
You do not have the right to do that.
I do have the right. Now step out or I will remove you.
I refuse to talk to you other than to identify myself.
Step out or I will remove you.
I am getting removed for a failure.
Step out or I will remove you. I'm giving you a lawful order. Get out of the car now or I'm going to remove you.
And I'm calling my lawyer.
I'm going to yank you out of here.
Okay, you're going to yank me out of my car?
Get out.
Okay. All right.
25.
Let's do this.
Yeah, we're going to.
Yeah. Don't touch me.
Get out of the car.
Don't touch me. I'm not under arrest. You don't have the right to take
me. You are under arrest.
I'm under arrest for what?
25.7 County FM 1098.
For what?
290, send me another unit. Get out of the car.
Get out of the car now.
Why am I being apprehended? You're trying to give me a ticket.
I said get out of the car.
Why am I being apprehended?
You I'm giving you a lawful order. I'm going to drag you out of here.
So you're going to drag me out of my own car.
Get out of the car.
And then you
I will light you up. Get out.
Wow.
Now.
Wow.
Get out of the car.
Really, for a failure to signal. You're doing all of this for
get over there.
Right. Yeah, let's take this to court. Let's
go ahead.
Okay. The man wearing the badge in this scene is one Brian T. Encina. He is still working for the DPS, but has been reassigned to administrative duties for violating procedures for traffic stops. We don't know what duties he currently has. The woman who was arrested in this scene is 28-year-old Sandra Bland. She was charged with assaulting a public servant. That was something, it was a charge that was based on events that happened after the audio that we just heard. Now, she was taken to the Waller County Jail and after 3 days there was found hanging from her cell in what officials call a suicide. Look, we'd like to walk through some key moments in this confrontation that frankly have a lot of Texans asking, what are the rules here? We're not talking about politeness. We're not talking about policies. We are explicitly talking about rights here. Jim Harrington is director of the Texas Civil Rights Project. Mr. Harrington, we've just listened to this tape. Let's go point by point here. The trooper asks, you mind putting out your cigarette, please? And Ms. Bland says, well, I'm in my car. Why do I have to put out my cigarette? Does she have to put out her cigarette?
No, she doesn't need to put out her cigarette. And it's, you know, you wonder why the officer is even bothering with that. You know, this is part of his escalation of the whole event that unfolded, unfortunately.
All right, let's go to the next. Step out of the car. Now, then Ms. Bland says, you do not have the right. He interrupts, I do have the right. Step out of the car. Step out of the car or I will remove you. Does he have the right, first, to order her to step out of the car and, second, to actually physically remove her from the car?
He does not have the right just to say, get out of the car. He has to express some reason. I need to search your car or, you know, whatever. He needs to give a reason. He can't just say, get out of the car for a traffic offense, especially something as minor as we're looking at in
now,
this particular
Now, it's
case.
One thing to say he has a reason. It's another to say that he has to give a reason. Now, he may have had probable cause that we don't know or whatever. He may have thought he had probable cause. We don't know. What we do know is what was actually said. Does he have to state that probable cause to order her to get out of the car?
It doesn't have to state probable cause. He has to state some reason.
Some reason.
Something, you know, to explain.
Doesn't have to rise to some Fourth Amendment.
No, it doesn't have to. But, you know, and that's part of the training that he should have had about this, how not to escalate, how to de-escalate a situation. She's clearly upset about what happened, particularly as we know later on that she moved over because he was tailing her. So she's very upset, and he should be working on de-escalation. That's okay. The key, and he went just the opposite.
Ms. Bland says, I refuse to talk to you other than to identify myself. Is she right or wrong?
She's right. You know, and unfortunately, officers don't like it when you know the law. And in this case, it's, even if you are right, you're still in danger. And that's what we see unfolding here.
Okay. The trooper says, I am giving you a lawful order. Now, is the lawful order to extinguish the cigarette, or is it to get out of the car, or neither in that case?
I don't think that you can't tell why. I mean, certainly telling him to put out the cigarette is not a lawful order. Just saying get out of the car in and of itself without an explanation is not lawful. And you see him say that throughout the video mm-hmm. without ever seeing why, what's going on here. And it's clear to me that he's trying to assert authority that he probably does not have under the law, and he's escalating this situation because he is upset, you know, and doesn't exercise the training that he needs to be exercising to de-escalate this situation.
If you're just tuning in, we're going step by step through this dash cam video that all of Texas, frankly, all the nation is talking about. I'm going to yank you out of here, is what the trooper says. Can he physically yank her out of her vehicle?
He can't do that either unless she's posing a threat to his welfare and safety. What he should have done is just wait for backup if he couldn't de-escalate it himself. But you don't just pull somebody out of the car and put that and point that taser in her face. What if it had gone off? She had permanent brain damage.
Now, I want to get to the taser thing because he talks about, I'm going to light you up in just a moment.
Yeah.
But we're going step by step here. She says, don't touch me. I'm not under arrest. The trooper says, you are under arrest. She says, I'm under arrest for what? He then turns to his shoulder-mounted radio, and he asks for another unit. Now, does he have an obligation as a law enforcement officer to tell her why she is under arrest then?
Yes, he needs to, when it's not clear to her that what's going on. You know, he needs to tell her, you're under arrest because... but he can't really tell her that because you can't tell from the video that there's any reason to have her under arrest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So and time is kind of critical in this situation because the longer that she's wondering whether she's under arrest, the more the situation escalates and the greater you approach the possibility that you have a physical confrontation and then an actual mm-hmm. cause for arrest at that point, it would seem to me. All right. So she asserts her right to record this with her cell phone. That seems to me, at least from what I understand, that's a right that has been clearly established. Is that true?
Yeah, she has a right to do that. But that's another example where the officer perceives this as a challenge to his authority and further escalates the whole scenario.
Okay, so when he says, get out of the car or I will light you up, he's referring to, apparently, and this is, I guess there could be some disagreement about this, the use of the taser weapon. And he appears to draw his taser in this video. Is that a legitimate threat? Is that something that's okay for officers to do, to threaten to tase someone in that situation?
No, and here's a situation in which he clearly is violating her constitutional rights. This is excessive force on the part of the officer. At this point, to take that taser, point it in her face, and say, I'm going to harm you. Taser is the last recourse to a gun. And if he can't get her out, and whatever is going on here, he cannot de-escalate it. He's got to wait for another officer to come and talk through this.
All right. So, right now, the trooper has been placed on administrative duty. He's not on leave. He's still working in a job at the DPS. It's our understanding, at least according to what spokespersons for the DPS have said, that there's a violation of policy. He should not have allowed the situation to escalate is about all we can draw from this because there's lack of specificity here. But we are talking about a certain level of discretion that the state apparently entrusts in its troopers. Should officers have that much discretion?
Well, he clearly... exceeded that, whatever discretion. The discretion here is how do you de-escalate the situation? I mean, he could have just given her the ticket and walked away, just like that, you know. But he had to go through this confrontation. And then, of course, there are questions of race that come up here and the fact that this is an out-of-state car moving through the town. And we know in Texas that's a pretty typical profiling event. So, and the, what bothers me a lot is the troopers are supposed to be the best trained police officers we have in the state. And this guy is clearly out of control, clearly shouldn't be out on the streets dealing with people, this level of escalation that he provokes.
Of course, this is, and we're just talking about the first chapter in this incident that ultimately concluded with the death of Sandra Bland, and that is a separate investigation that's being conducted currently by the Texas Rangers with oversight by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Obviously, this is not the last of the story. We're going to be revisiting it as time goes on. Jim Harrington is director of the Texas Civil Rights Project. Thank you for coming in and talking with us step by step as we try to understand what happened in this dash cam.
My pleasure. Glad to do it.